Musa prayed, "O my Rabb, open my heart, ease my task, and remove the impediment from my speech so that people may understand what I say, and grant me a minister from my family, Harun, my brother. Grant me strength through him, and let him share my task, so that we may glorify you frequently and mention you often, for you are the one who has always been watching over us." Allah responded, "Your request is granted, O Musa. We had indeed bestowed a favor on you before, when we revealed our will to your mother, saying, 'Put your child into the chest and throw the chest into the river. The river will cast him onto the bank, and he will be picked up by one who is an enemy to me and an enemy to him. I made you an object of love, and so arrange things that you may be brought up under my supervision.' Recall when your sister went to them and said, 'May I tell you of the one who can take care of this child?' Thus did we return you back to your mother to comfort her eyes and that she might not grieve. Again, when you killed a man, we saved you from great distress and we tested you through various trials. You stayed a number of years with the people of Madian. Now, you have come here per our ordainment. O Musa, I have molded you for my service. You and your brother should go with my signs and do not neglect to mention me. Go, both of you, to Pharaoh, for he has indeed transgressed all bounds. Speak to him in gentle words. Perhaps he may take heed of the reminder or fear our punishment." Musa and Harun said, "Our Rabb, we fear that he may behave towards us unjustly or may cross all bounds." Allah said, "Do not be afraid. I shall be with you both. I hear everything and see everything. So go to him and say, 'Surely we both are messengers of your Rabb. Let the children of Israel go with us and oppress them no more. We have brought you a sign from your Rabb. May peace be upon him who follows the guidance.' Indeed, it has been revealed to us that the scourge will fall on those who deny this fact and turn away." When Musa and Harun went to Pharaoh and delivered this message, he said, "Well, who is your Rabb, O Musa?" Musa replied, "Our Rabb is he who has given a distinctive form to all creatures and then rightly guided them." Pharaoh asked, "What do you say about the condition of previous generations?" Musa replied, "That knowledge is with my Rabb, duly recorded in the book. He neither makes a mistake nor does he forget. He is the one who has made the earth a cradle for you, traced the roads on it for you to walk on, and sends down water from the sky with which we produce pairs of various kinds of vegetation. Eat from these yourselves and pasture your cattle. Surely there are signs in it for people of understanding."